falls on the floor. Because the last thing you said was you were going to bear out when you hung up the phone. But I just heard otherwise from my brother's best friend who was working at the door. So I could
to a brand new edition of the Ever Deadly Hour. I'm your favorite auntie, Taylor, also known as Ojoa Moshko de Bajike, Brown Buffalo, from the Fish Clan out in Broken Head, Ojibwe Nation in Treaty 1 territory. One good thing about this pandemic, let me tell you, is that I can actually record the show on location. I am literally standing outside right next to the Broken Head River, playing with my dog Coda. We're having a great day, listening to great tunes, playing good tunes, and we have a great show for you. Coming up, we have an interview with Crystal Shawanda, 2021 two-time Juno nominee for Indigenous Artist of the Year and Blues Album of the Year. That's coming up at around 4:30. So tune in, sit back, grab some bannock, make some tea, do what you gotta do, maybe even play bingo while you're not listening to the show. But we have a lot of great music for you coming up. You're listening to the Ever Deadly Hour on UMFM 101.5.
Where do we go from here? The end is surely near. Where do you go, my dear? Mend your broken heart. Are you a slave, my friend? Are you the living dead? You can't change the world if you don't do your part.
respect the gift.
Respect the gift.
You gotta give it all you got.
In the morning the sun rises and I don't know where I've been. Waking up to emptiness, letting darkness in. Well, I know that someday the light will shine through. Until then, girl, I will think of you.
Start of life. Years go by, we still go strong. we can't have more fun.
I wanna hold on.
Welcome, welcome back. Happy Saturday. It is a beautiful, beautiful day out in Broken Head Ojibwe Nation today. We're sitting at like 20 degrees, blue skies. Holy smokes. Birds, eagles, lots of eagles. Woo, I just saw my first bumblebee. My name is Taylor. I'm your favorite auntie. I'm coming at you every single Saturday, 4 to 5, playing the deadliest music in Turtle Island, on Turtle Island, I should say. So here we go. Let's just keep the music rolling. We have an interview coming up shortly. Well, it's all right here on the Ever Deadly Hour, UMFM 101.5.
I miss those days that were simple. Every damn day, I didn't need a loophole. I'm so tired playing games just to win my own head. I'm trying to find some consolation.
Consolation.
I wanna know if you found my consolation. By this time tomorrow, I think we'll know, yeah. If your soul is crunchy like mine, are you all spent on sleeplessness and wine? Are you digging up your own bones just to stay alive? See your soul a little better. But these neon lights don't show every letter. What do you think this place looks like with the lights off? Would we be saying the same thing with the shades drawn?
Yes,
and why?
Take a walk in my moccasins. I'll take a walk in your shoes. And when I sing my blues, you help me spread the news. You say you want to stay, but will you lend a helping hand? 'Cause I don't need another wham, bam, thank you, bam. Where is your line in the sand? Solidarity. Stand in unity. We want better days for you and me. And all I wanna know is that I'm not here all alone. Oh no, you're not a business, divide and fall. We gotta get together before we lose it all. You know the sun.
In silence, hoping to be strong, hanging in the balance, wondering how long you could hold on, waiting out the quiet have a vision. of a time when they wouldn't care. Waiting out the quiet years. Waiting out the quiet years. Did you keep it from your children so they'd have a better life? Father down to daughter, to my mother, down to mine. Did you struggle with not knowing if the choice you made was right? Would you have changed your mind if there was an end in sight? Out the quiet years.
Sitting here all night, struggling with this pen and paper. Arna Wama. Ino se haitara, nalini haitara. Taimat sa inanuitin ya raviu. Zorlo takato te. Puyur tailigina kipim mangarpit. Arna Wama.
FM 101.5, the Ever Deadly Hour. My name is Taylor. Just recently, I got to catch up with multi-award winning artists from Ontario, Treaty to Treaty 2, I think, or Treaty 3, perhaps, or Treaty 5. Anyways, my apologies for that. But we met up with Crystal Shawanda. This year she is nominated for not one, but two Junos, which are coming up in June. For Indigenous Artists of the Year as well. Get down. Sorry, my dog's trying to jump on me. As well as Blues Album of the Year. Thank you. And here is our interview. You're here. You're joining us. We're living in this virtual world right now, but that doesn't seem to cease to stop the great music that's still coming out for us here. And now this year, you are being nominated for not one, but two Junos, one for Blues Album of the Year and one for Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year. How do you feel? When did you find out? Can you let us know how all this happened and how your reactions have been?
Yeah, I'm so excited. You know, I'm just so grateful to
to still be around, that everybody's letting me hang around and keep on singing, you know. It's because you never know, you know. I think the music biz is so crazy and unpredictable, so I'm just grateful, and it's, you know, it's encouraging and it's inspiration as we're already working on the new album. But I found out the day that they made the announcements, I was we watched they did the virtual online announcements, and so we watched it from our home in Nashville, and we were so excited, you know. Like, it's always awesome to be considered and recognized in the Indigenous category, you know, because having support from all my relations, that's so important. Representation, you know, I always feel honored about that. But you know, it was a surprise on the Blues Album Award nomination. So when I heard that, I was so blown away. I was like, and you know, and we I actually jumped into my husband's arms and and jumped off the floor. I was so excited because we really earned that one. We had to work really hard for that one. You know, this Church House Blues is my fourth blues album. And you know, throughout my last three albums, I met some resistance and some rejection, you know, like people in the blues world were like, oh, you don't know nothing about the blues, you're a country music singer. And then some of my country music fans were like, well, I'm not going to listen to you anymore now that you're singing blues. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Thanks for telling me. And you know, and at the end of the day, I'm just, you know, a person like everybody else. I'm trying to figure out who I am and where I make sense in this world and where do I fit in, where do I belong. And I'm just following my heart, and it led me to the blues. And so this nomination, both nominations are just, it's just amazing. Like I said, I'm just happy to still be here.
Absolutely. And not only being nominated for an Indigenous category, that is in and of itself such a huge success, but being nominated for a Blues Album of the Year, having an Indigenous artist being nominated for that, is it's very encouraging and empowering, especially an Indigenous woman. So congratulations on that. And I'd like to kind of dive a little deeper into the creative process of Church House Blues. As you said, this is your fourth studio album. So how could you, what was the writing process like behind this album? And how would you say it's different compared to your previous three?
It was a lot different. This, you know, like I said, it is my fourth blues album, and it's I felt like I had more confidence with this release as far as the songwriting and also the songs that I selected to cover or, you know, record by the writers. I feel like my first three blues albums, like my first one, I was just trying to, like, I think this is blues. That's what I feel like, that that's how I felt when I was recording that album, because it was my first album. So, you know, and these are songs we wrote. So it's like, I think this is blues. It feels bluesy. So, you know, but I, you know, like I said, I was just coming into the world. So I wasn't, you know, the you know, I wouldn't be the person to say what is officially blues, you know. And then my second blues album, I was, you know, I think I was reaching back a little bit because of the, you know, rejection from some of my country music fans. So on the second blues album, Fish Out of Water, I did, you know, some Americana rootsy songs. And I think that was me trying to extend, you know, like this kind of halfway in between blues and country. And then my third blues album was Voodoo Woman, which I covered a lot of, you know, legendary blues songs. And I think on that album, I was just trying to say, like, even the album cover is me, looks like I'm screaming. So I think with that album, I was just like, you know what? I am blues. I know I'm blues. And, you know, take it or leave it. This is what I'm going to do now. And then, so this album, Church House Blues, I'm not trying to prove anything. It's just, this is who I am. And this is my point of view. And this is what feels good to sing.
Yeah, it's your own personal truth, eh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a song, one particular, or maybe two perhaps, is there a song on the album that really resonates or connects with you the most?
Yeah, I think the song that connects with me the most is When It Comes to Love. That was the main single off of the album. And it's, I guess, because, you know, me and my husband, we started writing the song actually 18 years ago when we first started dating.
And, you know, and it took, you know, we took a few years to finish it just because we kept changing it up and changing it around. And then we finished it, but we just never did anything with it. Just never really felt right for any of our previous projects. It was, you know, it was obviously too bluesy for country music. So we never even considered it for any of our country projects. And then when we switched to blues, you know, we kind of just forgot about it. And then we thought about it for this album. We recorded it and the label loved it. I signed with True North Records a few years ago. So we sent it to them and they fell in love with it and we did a music video for it. And, you know, it's just, it's kind of symbolic, you know, because, you know, like I said, we started writing when we were first dating 18 years ago and here we are, we're still hanging tough and we have a little girl who's 4 years old. So, you know, obviously we still like each other, me and my husband. And so, you know, we've been working and living together for a long time. And so I think that song, you know, and the message in that song is all about, you know, when it comes to love, you gotta fight for it. You gotta hold on tight. You gotta hang on and hang tight. And, you know, when it comes to love, when it's worth fighting for, you'll do what you gotta do.
Absolutely. I know what you mean. I mean, I haven't been with my partner for 18 years, but he and I work together, live together, go to school together. And it really takes a very strong connection to be able to do that with another person and not kill each other.
Exactly. And, you know, and that's the trick is you got to be friends, you know, you got to be, you know, not just a love connection, but you got to be best friends, you know, and that's how we are. You know, we, of course, we have our bad days when we argue and bicker and fight. You know, but the great thing about us is, you know, we see the bigger picture. So we, you know, we get in a little argument and then I turn around and so what's for dinner? Yeah. You know, and we just move on and we let the other one move on. And
yeah,
and we take turns doing that for each other. So, you know, it's all it is.
Awesome. I wanted to ask, because you do categorize yourself as a blues artist, which is phenomenal. And but I was curious as to whether or not you find like culture and tradition, does that influence your music?
You know, I think it comes out more in more subtle ways, you know, like sometimes we take it as far as like production, you know, like when we did my first blues album, The Horrors Got the Blues, there was a couple of tracks where we actually put like the jingle dress. We recorded the sound of a jingle dress in the studio. We had a friend come in and dance. And so we recorded and sampled that sound and we've used it again and again. We've applied it to different songs on that album and particularly Pray Sister Pray. And there's been other projects too where we've done that with other songs. And so that's it. And, you know, and then also in just influence, like what I'm writing, the songs that I'm writing and the way I write them, my point of view. You know, I'm a born and raised res girl and and so, you know, I think who I am as a human being that comes out, you know, so it's like I said, it's a lot more subtle.
Mm-hmm. So you said earlier that you're already working on another album, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's incredible. You're starting to just get all your award nominations for this one. And it's nice to see your creative processes are just constantly on like pedal to the metal mode, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's, you know, where the label, the record label, True North Records, they want to keep the wheels in motion. And they feel like we had such a great reception with this album. It stayed in the charts for over 36 weeks and in the top 10 for over 12 weeks. So, you know, they just want to keep that momentum and keep my name fresh in people's minds because that's what it's all about. You know, it's like people forget so fast these days. So they're just trying to keep me out there. And then for us, you know, we've been spending a lot of time at home. We're not on the road touring, you know, so we've been writing a lot and working in our home studio. So in a way, we're getting more work done. But at the same time, sometimes we're it takes a lot longer, like the recording process, because we're having to send the track back and forth between all the musicians because we're not all in the same room, right? So it is taking a little bit longer in that sense, but yeah, we're excited. The new album's called Midnight Blues and we're just finishing it up right now, doing the finishing touches.
Oh, that's so exciting. Cannot wait for that. So with with that in mind, for our listeners, where can they access your music? I know there's a lot of streaming services, but where can they access your music and how can they connect with you?
Yeah, for sure. You can buy my album on iTunes and then you could also stream it on Spotify, add me to your playlist, follow me and all my social medias. I'm very interactive with my fans on YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube channel and like my Facebook page and follow my Instagram and my Twitter. And I'm really interactive, especially on my YouTube. I'm always uploading videos and doing these vlogs. I've been vlogging through the pandemic. So hit me up.
It's always so nice to see artists who actually take the time to really connect with those who are, who follow their careers and who are such big fans of theirs. Because sometimes, we can ask these questions on where people can find you and then they reach out to you and it's like crickets, right? And sometimes it can just be so disheartening. So it's so nice to see how interactive you are with your fans online. And then,
yeah, for sure. I always joke and say my fans, that is my social life because we work so much, we're always on the road or we're always in the studio. So it's hard to have a social life when you're you're just a workaholic. And so I've gotten to know so many of my fans over the years who some fans have become friends and some of those friends have become like family. So it's fun. It's amazing the people that music have brought into my life.
One last question before I let you go. So you've seen a lot of success throughout your career. And I was just wondering if you have any advice or any tips and tricks that you could share with those who are just starting their musical journey. I see a ton of Indigenous young artists coming out. And during this time, obviously things are a little bit harder during a pandemic, but what kind of words of encouragement or advice could you give to them?
The main thing is just work on your craft, practice. And, sometimes we think, I know when I was, a lot younger, I would think that I was practicing, but, practicing is like, sitting down and doing, at the very minimum 1 hour, sometimes sitting down and doing 2 hours and work on your songwriting and learn, if you're not a songwriter, learn how to be a songwriter, because that could help you a lot in your career with networking and producing more, funds for yourself. And just go for it. Believe in yourself. If you love it, just do it. You might not be not everybody's going to like you. But if you love doing it, if you love singing, if you love playing music, then just do it, because that's what it's about, is being happy. It's not about pleasing everybody.
We'd like to say a huge miigwech and ekozi to Crystal Shawanda for joining us and taking the time out of her ever so busy day to speak with us. That's it for the show for today. My name is Taylor, your favorite auntie on Turtle Island, coming at you from Broken Head Ojibwe Nation, Treaty 1. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye!
Send a shiver down my spine. Well, the way you move me, make me alive. Yeah, the way you move me, make me feel love. Well, the way you move me, you're the only one.
is wrong for me, cause you move me, baby. The way you move me, I can kill.